This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The truth shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
chemotherapy,
radiation, surgery, pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
All right, TMB, that Truth About Cancer book is flying off of the shelves there. And how cool was it that we had that great question with, let's say, bringing up, they're finding out their own information about tests that could detect cancer years before, but none of the doctors seem to know it, but it's in the Truth About Cancer.
RSB, what's going on, buddy? Yeah, if you're talking about the AMAS test, the anti-malignant antibody and serum test, which is it's actually a test that was brought to my attention the first time maybe 6 or 7 years ago by Dr. Michael Farley. And that's a test that he has used for a long time. But basically, AMAS is an antibody that occurs naturally in blood serum, and it becomes elevated when you have cancer. So, pretty good test, one of several tests that I've included in the Truth About Cancer book. And, yeah, it looks like going to be 4 weeks running on the New York Times bestseller list. So pretty awesome, isn't it?
Dude, that's so incredible. I'm smiling ear to ear with all the complaints about the mainstream media suppressing the news or altering the news for their benefit. Trump became president despite the mainstream media, and they're complaining about Trump because he's not going to them and get, it's just great what's happening here. And your book on the New York Times bestseller list 4 weeks in a row. They don't control things as they did before.
They don't. I guess the internet has turned into be a double-edged sword, right? So it was good for their purposes to spread propaganda, but they're starting to learn that they can't control the truth.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to control the truth on our side of the coin, isn't it?
I love the fact that Trump's going out and tweeting directly to the people or putting YouTube videos out. I'm like, dude, it is like so over for the New York Times. It is so over for CNN. They all now have to react to what the people have already seen and try to convince the people that what they're seeing is not what they're seeing.
Yeah, exactly. Do the Jedi mind trick on him. No, that's not what you saw. Well, that's actually, it's interesting that you mentioned that, Robert. Kind of go on a tangent here. I did a show Saturday night, a live show out of St. Petersburg, actually, Florida, on a local radio station there. It was the 53rd anniversary of the JFK assassination. And so I was on as the expert JFK researcher, which is kind of funny. I'm not really an expert by any means on the JFK, but I put a chapter about it in my book. But it was a fun show. But that was one of the things that happened with the FBI shortly after the assassination of JFK. They found out that there were literally dozens of eyewitnesses that all placed some shooter on the grassy knoll, and the FBI systematically met with all of them and told them that's not what they saw. That no, you didn't. You may have thought you saw a shooter on the grassy knoll, but that's not actually what you saw. And that's what they did. They did the Jedi mind trick on dozens of people.
Yeah, in fact, at a time back then, there was more, let's say, perceived power, right, from the authorities. So if the authorities said something, you would begin to question your own eyes. You would question your ears. You would question your thoughts because the doctor said so. The government officials said so. The FBI said so. And I think we are now in the age where authoritarians are having a hell of a time trying to convince you that what you see, hear, and know is not real. And the fabric that they want to throw over you is the real stuff, even though it's made from polyester, and nobody wears that since the era of disco, at least I hope.
It's a good analogy. Made of polyester. Even though polyester is quite comfortable.
Well, yeah, they've made it a little better over the years. I just remember how scratchy and nasty it was all those years ago, right?
Scratchy. Yeah, it's a little bit more comfortable now. Nothing like silk, though, is it?
No, no, not the same, not the same. And don't get me started on parachute pants.
That's funny. It takes me back into the late 80s, early 90s when I was a competitive bodybuilder. Some of those bodybuilder outfits that I used to wear, I look back on and think, man, I look like a clown.
Yeah, thank goodness your wife didn't meet you then.
Hey, those baggy pants were cool, man.
The baggy pants? What, like who wore baggy pants?
The gym pants. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, the big gym pants.
Oh, yeah. They were all colors, and they had all bright colors and stuff like that. That was the thing to wear.
Like bright colors of gym pants, like plaid patterns and stuff, and then wearing a checkered, multicolored sweatshirt with those same pants. It was just like anything goes at that time. Pretty funny looking outfits.
Well, like I say, back then, anybody could look pretty funny if they dressed the way we dressed in the 80s and things. But, you know, the idea of bodybuilding like you guys did, just a whole other realm. I mean, it's just amazing. And the thing is, thank goodness you guys have found a different way to go so that you can heal the tissues that were stressed or damaged, the organs that are stressed or damaged by doing those things.
Yeah. Yeah, well, not only the organs that were stressed or damaged, but, you know, just a really overall a pretty unhealthy lifestyle that many bodybuilders that I knew lived at that time. But, you know, regarding the funny look, but I guess when you have to compare to Vanilla Ice, I guess anybody can look pretty normal, right?
Vanilla Ice. Oh, my gosh. All right, well, let's see what we got on tap today. We got some stories here. They're in the show notes thanks to Captain Morgan. And, by the way, in the show notes, you will see a link to the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium. Am I correct? Because it says so in the notes, TMB, that there's a big replay weekend because of the holiday.
Nope. Who told you that?
Wrong on that?
Just kidding. Yeah, we do have a replay weekend. I think it starts Friday morning, 9 o'clock Eastern, and that'll be Mike Adams leading off, and it will be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, just like the Ultimate Life Symposium in October.
Right. Now, you know, a lot of folks that have seen it saw commercials for really cool stuff, like things that you worked on with Doc Newsom, and the bone broth, the chocolate stuff that's so yummy. Are there any deals going on? Because we, you know, for instance, Better Way Health, our good buddy Reggie Black and the gang from Better Way Health, they've got a huge, you know, holiday weekend sale on beta-1-3D glucan like they never do. So I want people to take advantage of that. Go to betterwayhealth.com. Are there things like that, if they watch the Ultimate Live Symposium, they can take advantage of as well?
Yeah, there's going to be some killer deals on, I guess that's not a good term, killer deals. There's going to be some really healthy deals on a lot of the Epigenetic Labs product line over the weekend, yes.
Very good, very good. Now, speaking of killer deals, the feds are weighing in on, obviously, the Second Amendment, right? The right to keep and bear arms, which, by the way, the government didn't grant you the right to keep and bear arms. Stop it. The Second Amendment was written to protect the government from abridging, taking away your right to keep and bear arms. But they have never not tried to eke away, particularly the political left, but there could be others in government trying to do this. They're spelling it out this way. They say, no gun for you if you fire up in a pot-legal state. So they're saying, basically, if you get a medical marijuana card, because it's a violation of federal law, even though that's an unconstitutional prohibition, the feds have no right to ban a plant. They have no authority to ban a plant. The 10th Amendment's pushing back. The states are pushing back big time, 28 states now plus. And yet they're saying, well, okay, then I'll get you this way. If you have one of those cards, you can't exercise your Second Amendment right.
Yeah, that's really absurd, Robert. I mean, when's the last time you heard about a violent shooting that broke out at a head shop where people were smoking dope? Never.
No.
Right? I mean, it doesn't happen. When's the last time you heard about a violent shooting that happened at a bar where people were getting soused on alcohol? All the time. Why don't we make it where if you drink alcohol, then you can't have a gun? Because alcohol and gun mixture is a lot more deadly than pot with a gun. I mean, that's just the facts. So you look at the number of people that are killed each year as a result of alcohol-related incidents. It's off the charts.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just really disingenuous and hypocritical for me. And what it is, it's an end around.
Yeah.
Saying, well, if you won't, you're not going to respect the federal law here, we're going to get you with this new law.
Right.
But the reality is, look, it should having a medical marijuana card prohibit you from owning a gun? Of course not. That's absurd.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. What is this statement? On average, roughly 40% of inmates who are incarcerated for violent offenses were under the influence of alcohol at the time of the crime. You're right. Alcohol is it really stimulates more violence than cannabis ever would in a million lifetimes. And that's pretty much commonly known. But again, it's a backdoor effort to kind of suppress your ability to, well, keep and bear arms for self-defense, which is what it was designed for. I think Trump's going to be a little bit different on this, my sense is. And you can correct me if I'm wrong, TMB, but he's wanting reciprocity between the states on concealed carry. That if you have it in one state, it should be viable, just like a driver's license in all states.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does. And you know, my position on this is maybe a little bit odd. I don't think we need a permission to open or concealed carry. I think that that is a right that we all have by birth.
Yes.
So I don't have a concealed carry permit. I don't have guns registered. I mean, I don't think that's necessarily a requirement in many. It's not a requirement in many states anyway. But I'm not a believer that you need to register your firearms nor get a permit to carry, whether it's open or concealed.
We call that constitutional carry.
Yeah, I believe in constitutional carry. We do have a right to bear arms, and it's enumerated in the Second Amendment. It's not given to us in the Second Amendment.
Yes.
It's enumerated in the Second Amendment.
Remember, folks, the Bill of Rights grant us no rights. The first 10 amendments don't give us 10 rights. They weren't exhaustive in the list of the rights that they referenced, but they were rights that were put in there to stop the government from claiming those rights as their own, to block you from exhibiting, from expressing them, from living them. And it's an important distinction. And, you know, as much as we are supportive of Trump and the presidency, if he doesn't go far enough, we're going to say so as well. Because it isn't about being a Republican, a Democrat, or the guy we like, or the guy we hate, or the gal we like, or the gal we hate. It's about principle. And we talk about principles here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, especially when we go outside the box with Ty Bollinger.
Yeah. And let me tell you something real quick. I know we're about to take a break, but if Trump decides to, and this is very controversial, I'm sure, but I'm not one to stay away from controversy. If he decides to not prosecute Hillary, even though he said over and over that he will, I will have lost total respect for the guy.
Yes, and I will acknowledge, though, that even as president, I don't know that he can direct the DOJ to do it. Maybe I'm wrong there. We could ask E. Ward. But if the DOJ is left to its non-political realities, inevitably they would prosecute Hillary Clinton, as they should. We're going to be coming right back with more Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger. Check out the links at robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
The birthday girl one day removed. My wife just brought me some organic hot chocolate. And it was in raw milk. But I'm wondering if she cooked it, then it's not raw anymore because the milk was raw when she got it. But now it's cooked with chocolate. It's still yummy. Thank you.
It's previously raw milk.
Previously raw milk, now it's hot chocolate, but I'm enjoying it here. Yeah.
Here's the thing, Robert. Yeah. Heating the milk in the hot chocolate is not nearly as destructive as pasteurization and homogenization process, specifically pasteurization with the heat. Big difference.
Good. All right. I feel better about my hot chocolate now. Thank
you. You're good. Now where's my cup?
Where's your cup? I know I got to reach through the radio microphone, and it's going to make a mess, but... Let's see. I want to talk about some vaccine stuff. Now, yesterday we had some of the vax team on. We were talking about the fact that Josh Coleman, who has a child that was paralyzed after a vaccine, went in at NYU, saw Paul Offit having some lunch, went in kindly, lovingly asked him, hey, can you come out and talk to us about differences of opinion on... And the guy dropped an F-bomb on him, told him F-off. It's like, you know, how dare you convenience me on my lunch? It's like... Dude, Josh could have just cold-cocked him, and he'd have been in his right to say, how dare you speak to me when you're promoting things that are killing children and paralyzing children, including his own. But he maintained his cool and his calm, but it showed you what kind of person Paul Offit is. And the vaccines that they're coming out with just as brutal as ever and getting worse.
Yeah, Offit showed his true colors. He showed himself to be pawn scum with that encounter. Just foul-mouthed pawn scum. He doesn't want to discuss anything about vaccines because he knows they'll take him to task.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. He doesn't want to discuss the Rotatec vaccine that he's made tens of millions of dollars of royalties on either, despite the fact that we've found at least 2 different types of retroviruses in the Rotatec vaccine. Mm-hmm. So, Offit didn't want that conversation to happen. That's why he used foul language and got all offended.
Yes, and now a new flu vaccine called Fluad, and this is in our friend, I think Jonathan Landsman has this, naturalhealth365.com. Pharmaceutical giant Novartis just rolled out this Fluad, intended for Americans age 65 and over. and it's developed specifically for the 2016-2017 flu season. But guess what? This vaccine comes with an extra special surprise. Think Gulf War illness. They've added squalene, MF59, the adjuvant responsible for Gulf War illness coming to grandma and grandpa near you.
Wow. I had not heard about that.
Mm-hmm. This is rough. Squalene.
Yeah, squalene. Wow. Okay. I'm looking on there right now on Natural Health 365. I'll have to read about that. I haven't seen that article. I know that you probably sent it over to me, Super Don, but sorry, I didn't even
take the time
to open it up.
TMB is a busy guy. He's not pretending, trying to be like Dr. Batar, who won't read the articles in advance. He's just that busy. But yeah, this squalene, remember, squalene you can ingest safely. Squalene you can place topically on the skin, absolutely safely, no harm. But injected, now you are hyperstimulating, and this is an understatement, your immune system, aggravating it to such a degree that you're creating autoimmunity, instant autoimmunity, resulting in what was known as Gulf War illness. And they're going after grandma and grandpa. There's nothing that they won't do. There's nothing. And of course, the other thing is they want to target the Gardasil, one of the most dangerous vaccines ever developed. And they say they want to expand them into children that are almost baby ages. They're not getting them enough. It's just incredible.
It is. It's absurd. And I used you and John Rappaport's favorite phrase, vaccines being the sacrament of the Church of Biological Mysticism, a couple times over the last week with people that had never heard that before. And boy, they like that. It's true. It's just so true. That's exactly what this is. This whole vaccinology is a cult. It's a religion, because there's not any. It would be different, Robert, if there was some science that said that vaccines are safe and effective and others that said that it wasn't. There's no science that says vaccines are safe and effective, because I was interviewing Dr. Sherry Tenpenny this last weekend. She flew down here to Nashville and got an interview with her for The Truth About Vaccines. And basically what they've done is they've co-opted the language. They've shown that it's safe, but most of the vaccines, when they show that it's safe, specifically Gardasil, she mentioned, is they don't compare it to a placebo group. They compare it to another group that was injected with a vaccine that had something like aluminum in it.
Right.
So it's not a true placebo-controlled test. So they're like, well, yeah, it's safe. It's as safe as a control group. But the problem is the control group was injected with crap, too.
Yes, indeed. Hey, we've got to talk more about these vaccines as well. If you'd like to be part of the show, you can call us now, 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. The Gardasil shot, they're targeting one-year-olds. We'll tell you about that next and how to push back. And thank goodness Trump is in office. At least he won't fall for that. All right, we'll be back in just a moment. Remember, sign up for the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium replay right now.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough mouth to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250 A, C250 E, C250 Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939.
1-800-656-4939.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you ever miss a show, no worries. Available around the world right here on GCN or Syndicator and Broadcast Radio, as well as iTunes, Stitcher, Red State Radio, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, and SoundCloud. And, well, wherever you find it, it's still good. It doesn't go bad, doesn't expire. And Ty Bollinger is with me each and every week, second hour on Hump Day, and we go outside the box together. Reminding you folks that this holiday weekend, the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium, I know you've seen it because you've listened to the show and you've seen it, but what about your friends, your neighbors, your family, those that you love and care about? Get them to watch this thing. It is free. You can do that. Send the link to them. You can find the links online or go right to robertscottbell.com in the show notes. It's all there. Also, instead of taking squalene injections for grandma and grandpa, how about getting them on some Better Way Health beta-glucan? The biggest sale of the year happening now, betterwayhealth.com. And we appreciate Reggie and the gang for all they do to support this message of health freedom and healing liberty. Anything else we can do to prevent the flu? Plenty of things, right?
Yeah, plenty of things. And since you mentioned Reggie, Reggie will be up here in Nashville in a couple of weeks representing the ICRF. We'll be donating to that charity at our gala here in December.
Excellent. That's going to be fantastic. Yeah. So we've got, let's see, what else we got to do to prevent and reverse ailments and illnesses? I mean, the mainstream media in collusion with the federal government, in collusion with the pharmaceutical industry, drug manufacturers, vaccine manufacturers, they are going bonkers. But they're losing it. The tighter they squeeze, the more absurd the claims they make, the worse it's going to get for them. Again, case in point, Trump is president-elect precisely because the people don't buy the media lies the same way they used to. I'm not saying nobody's getting duped. I'm not saying that. But by and large, the people are waking up and going, man, those people and CNN and ABC and NBC, they must be smoking something, and it ain't good. It ain't the good stuff because of what they're saying. Now, Gardasil, they're promoting. They're actually testing. They claim that they're testing this. They're doing clinical trials on babies. On babies. Now, you mentioned Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, what she said about certain vaccines where they test two vaccines against each other, but they both have the adjuvants in them. You're like, so there's no placebo. Yeah. I wonder what kind of trial Merck is doing on one-year-olds.
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a very good question. You know, the other thing I was mentioning as we got to the break there, the bottom of the hour, was that was regarding the safety. Regarding the efficacy, they've basically changed the meaning of efficacious when it comes to vaccines to where we would think that if a vaccine is efficacious that you don't get the disease after you've been vaccinated for that disease. That's what it seems like it means to me, just mm-hmm. being in a, you know, taking it at face value. But what they mean with efficacy is that it creates an antibody response. That's it. And Sherry's going to share with me some papers that she has. She was talking about some private meetings that were had amongst a lot of the drug company, high-level drug company people and the vaccine manufacturers, where they actually admit in papers that she has her hands on that an antibody response basically means nothing. It means nothing. But that's what they say it means. If it's effective, if it creates an antibody response, which they openly admit means nothing regarding the disease. So,
super, Don. This sounds like one of the I told you so episodes that we do from time to time here.
Yes, it does.
Incredible.
Why is that?
Super. Well, because, you know, one of the things we've been saying for years here on the show is that, you know, it artificially stimulates an antibody if they're lucky, if it goes well. And then I follow that with a whoopty frickin' do. It's like, what's the point if you have an antibody and you still get the disease? Well, it doesn't matter because if you had the antibody, it worked. No, it didn't. Having an antibody is not sufficient to prevent any given disease. And we've had Tatiana Obukhanich, and I'm sure, you know, I know you've interviewed her as well, talking about that as a PhD immunologist.
Yeah, the antibody response means nothing. So it's interesting, though, that she's apparently got her hands on some papers where they admit that. And it was back at about the same time as Simpsonwood as well that this meeting happened. So looking forward to getting my hands on those as well.
So what does this mean? It means that the vaccine industrial complex, in collusion, as I said, with government, CDC, for instance, and media, and promoting a vaccine agenda, is only doing it for profit, nothing else. You know, if we go to a sinister agenda, then it's for population reduction as well. Disease creation. Increase chronic diseases. Of course, you increase sales for drugs because in America and a lot of the West, the medical monopoly has it. And if you want to, quote unquote, treat disease, you can only do it with patent medicines approved by the Fear and Death Administration. So we know, and the scientists know, that the promotion of vaccines is not for public health. It's for profit from the public. Bottom line.
Yeah, it really is. And one of the interesting things, I was reading an article this week about employees at the CDC. Apparently, since Trump was elected president, there's a very, very somber attitude at the CDC. They may need some safe spaces and some cry zones at the CDC, apparently.
Yeah, I said this earlier in the week. Donald Trump's America, where men are men, and the CDC is nervous.
Yeah, and I think they have good reason to be. I think that, I mean, look, we've got proof of fraud at the CDC with all of the documents that were released with Dr. Thompson. The movie Vax did a fantastic job of bringing that to light. So, you know, we have this agency that people think of as being there to protect us, much like the FDA. But we know now that there was outright fraud, and they knew that they were damaging children with these vaccines, and they buried the data. I mean, what other organization could get away with that? If it weren't the CDC, Robert, if this were a publicly traded company, other than pharmaceutical company, let's exempt them because this happens with them. But let's say there's another publicly traded company. Let's say it was a vitamin manufacturer, and they knew that their vitamins were causing autism in babies across the world, and they buried the data and they kept selling the vitamins. And it was uncovered later by one of their vitamin manufacturers that this was happening, and the documents were released where we knew that the heads of this vitamin company knew that they were damaging babies and causing autism. Do you think that vitamin company would still be in existence?
Yeah, I mean, it would be done and over with. They would prosecute anybody who had any stock in the company or owners of the company. They would completely bankrupt and shut them down yesterday. Yeah. And with the drug industry, this happens on and on. And, of course, occasionally for public relations campaign efforts, the government says, look, see, we find them. We find them. How much do you find them? Oh, $1 million. You're like, well, that sounds like a lot of money, but how much did they sell? Right, yeah. How much did they sell? Oh, about $100 billion. Yeah.
It's dropping the bucket.
Well, and this is the thing about the unknown for Trump, but the positive expectation is that he may be able to shake up some of the bureaucratic oligarchy and say, you know what, back off, Budrow. Stop attacking dietary supplement manufacturers, homeopaths, other things, because he knows firsthand how dangerous vaccines really are. There's no disputing that he knows. The question is, what will he do? What is he capable of doing? And, of course, what pushback will he get from the shadow government?
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, you mentioned homeopaths. I just received something from Jonathan Emord's office a couple days ago that the FTC has released new guidelines on marketing homeopathic drugs, over-the-counter homeopathics. Apparently, they're threatening to buckle down on claims that can be made on homeopathics. I know this has been happening for a long time, but they just issued some more guidelines that are going to be looking to be taking effect pretty soon here regarding homeopathy.
Yeah, the thing is that the growth in natural medicine, and that includes homeopathy, which is grandfathered in the pharmacopoeia in the 1938 Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act passed in 1939, basically said the pharmacopoeia, it pre-exists, and, you know, if you are aligned with the authoritative literature, in other words, the Materia Medica, you can make the claims. In fact, you have to make the claims for the remedies, unlike supplements, which have to make vague structure function statements. That's all they can do. So it is a drug. It's an OTC, or it's a legend drug, prescription drug, if your claim is for a non-OTC indication. But it has the force of law because Congress grandfathered it in. But the FTC is playing loose with that and saying, wait a second, it's not a real drug. It hasn't gone through the real clinical trials, but that's irrelevant. You're now basically legislating from the executive branch in violation of the separation of powers. This is where Jonathan Emord is as strong as anybody on planet Earth in trying to fight that back. That's why I said if anybody Trump if he could do something great, it would be find a way in his cabinet to bring Emord in or at least consult with him.
Oh, I agree. I think that would be awesome. And he is the best. He is the best at this. And the reality is we don't really know how the FTC is going to enforce it or if they're going to do much different at this point. A lot of it's just lip service to try to scare people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, exactly. They just like the talking about CBD from hemp, like it's illegal. It's not illegal. But they keep making people believe it because they want you to be frightened to not take it. And, of course, the drug industry wants to get a monopoly on the synthetic version of it. And that's not, we're not going to let that happen. And, you know, it's not a non-starter.
Robert, homeopathy is not real drugs. You mentioned that because it doesn't kill 1 or 2% of the people that take it. So, it's not a real drug.
Super Don, is this a logical fallacy, one of the logical fallacies? Homeopathy is not real because it can't kill you. Our drugs are real because they're approved by the FDA and they can kill you.
That's a good one. Let me think about that one.
Okay. It's not real because it can't kill you. It is real because it can. That's, you know, the skeptics will say that about homeopathy versus regular FDA drugs, right? Approved drugs. So you think on that and get back to me because you're the expert on logical fallacies. Find out if I made a logical fallacy there. Let's see. New flu vaccine. We get the syndrome, the adjuvant. Okay. Kids. More attacking of kids here. Got a couple of minutes before break or less. But customers as young as 10 damaged by Roundup weed killer now suing Monsanto. Los Angeles firm taking on the biotech giant on behalf of those who develop illnesses after being exposed to glyphosate-based Roundup. Man, everybody should be suing Monsanto because we're all exposed to it, even if we eat clean at this point.
Yeah, and, you know, glyphosate's really hard to detox. It stays in the tissue a long time. And now they're starting to find glyphosate in vaccines. You know, we discussed that a little while back because of the fact that a lot of vaccines are being cultured in mammal tissue, right? And so mammals that ate glyphosate have glyphosate in their tissue, and now the vaccines that are being cultured there are getting glyphosate into the vaccines. So I think, yeah, we could have a class action lawsuit. The world sues Monsanto over glyphosate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be about time, that's for sure. I mean, they have really done a number to poison the planet and the people and the animals on it. That's why we got to focus on the truth about detoxification. That's coming up in January of 2017, thanks to Ty Bollinger and the Truth About Cancer. Am I saying it right?
Yes, you are. The Truth About Detox, coming in January.
Coming up, so stay tuned. Here we are, outside the box. We got a lot more healing to go. One more segment. Let's talk about Turkey Day. Why is it called Turkey Day? Well, we'll talk some turkey with Ty Bollinger. Maybe Super D will come in with a logical turkey fallacy as well. We'll be right back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Scott Belcher.
Well, we got your love. If you want it, that vitamin L flowing here along with the vitamin G, the gratitude and love I have for Ty Bollinger and family, and Super D and Captain Morgan and all the folks that make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. TMB, if I don't tell you I love you enough, you know the love is here, it's there, it's everywhere you are.
Oh, absolutely. Lots of vitamin L back at you, RSB. Wish we could be together tomorrow for Thanksgiving Day, but not going to work out this year.
No, you're too busy, I know, but it's okay. We're gonna hold the fort with our good buddy Casey Krejci and family, so we're going to have a good time. And Super D, are you going to take some homeopathic drugs? Because they won't kill you, so they must not be real.
I would if I felt the need to do so. But just to answer your question, if the statement is that medicine, unless medicine can kill you, it is not real.
Yes,
that would be something. If I'm not mistaken, that would be called a fallacy of composition. And basically, what that means is that where the fallacy is that if you say that something is true for the basically you can't. These are so hard to explain sometimes. You can't apply a truth to one example. In other words, you can't say that medicine that kills you means that all medicine can kill you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's.
So it's a fallacy of composition, a logical
fallacy
of composition.
It's called a fallacy of composition is what it would be called, and now my brain hurts, so I'll let you continue.
Okay, no problem. No, thank you for that. Like you said, we were pushing Super D into the logical fallacy of the week. He's already ahead of schedule. So, TMB, we got a funny story here. It's Turkey Day tomorrow for those who are listening live tonight. There's a reason Turkey the bird and Turkey the country share the name, and evidently there's a lot of trivia here I wasn't aware of. Anything jump out at you?
Well, why don't you share why they share the same name, and then I've got some trivia questions for you about Turkey Day.
Well, they said that the original turkeys weren't necessarily turkeys; they were guinea fowls, but they were imported to America from largely Turkish merchants, and the English then called them turkeys.
Okay.
And then later, when the Spaniards came to America, they found a bird that tasted like the guinea fowls, and then they were sent to Europe, and the English called these bird turkeys as well. So that's how turkeys got their name, even though the country Turkey had its name first.
That's interesting. You know, there's other locations that also have the name Turkey. Are you familiar with any places in the United States that have a city or an area named Turkey. I know of a couple. There is I used to live close to Turkey Creek, Louisiana, so I know there's one. Mm-hmm. And then I also know of Turkey, Texas, but there's also two more. Do you know of two other places that have the name Turkey in the United States?
There's a Turkey in North Carolina, Turkey Creek in Arizona, and there's a Jive Turkey uptown Manhattan. Jive Turkey.
Yeah, you got them. You're right. You're right. North Carolina and Arizona.
Yeah.
There's also a couple of Turkey Townships Turkey Foot Townships in Pennsylvania. So that's interesting. Here, I got a quiz for you, too.
Yeah.
Do all turkeys gobble gobble? Right, because you hear that Turkey Day, Happy Turkey Day, gobble gobble.
Right, gobble
do
gobble.
All turkeys gobble.
You know, I think you're going to get a little sexist on the turkey thing if you
I'm
go into this.
Sexist, but okay. Go ahead and answer what you know, because
I bet
you don't know this, but maybe you do.
Well, it's like the men, you know, they gobble gobble. The women, they nibble nibble.
Actually, it's close. Male turkeys gobble. Female turkeys, also called hens, cackle.
Oh, they're going to love to hear that. You're a cackling female, right? No, way to go, TMB. You're in big trouble.
They're cackling. I'm in trouble. So here's another interesting thing. When President Lincoln was actually the one that declared Thanksgiving a holiday, it was thanks to the efforts of who?
I have no earthly idea.
Magazine editor Sarah Josepha Hale. Now, you may not know about her from her tireless efforts to get Thanksgiving declared a national holiday, but you probably know her from a nursery rhyme that she wrote called Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Oh, yeah, but it was going to be called Mary Had a Little Turkey until they decided to eat the turkey and save the lamb. So that's why it's called Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Had a big turkey.
Yeah, but a little lamb that they didn't eat. So the lamb's got the reprieve, and she wrote them nursery rhyme. That's classic. Let's see. Born in the USA, Thanksgiving is also in Canada. We know that. But they do it in October. I remember the Ben Franklin one, that he wanted the turkey to be the national bird because he thought that the eagle had bad moral character, right? Turkey was much more respectable. It gobble-gobbled. Yeah, except the females.
Listen, everyone, if you get overwhelmed tomorrow and you want to take a nap, don't blame the bird. Chickens have more tryptophan than turkeys. You're just going to probably overeat. That's why you're going to be tired.
Good point. TMB, Super D, thank you for making a pre-Thanksgiving Day broadcast so awesome. The Doc of Detox will be with us on Detoxify Friday, holiday or not. And the power to heal is whose?
Yours.
Gobble, it's
gobble,
yours.
Gobble, gobble. Robert Scott Bell Show.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.